There's something I say, either this God is alive or he's dead. He should make a choice. You know, see, there are some things that you either reject Christianity or you hold it. If God cannot defend me against Ogboni people, I don't know why I'm serving him. I happen to know that he can. I happen to know that he does. I happen to know that greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. My God in heaven, may I will never, ever spend 10 minutes of prayer against witches, wizards, Ogboni, Ogbanje, Igbizon, Mami Water Spirit, fly spirits flying in the air. You know, I keep on telling you. They said there is a tree in your village and the witches are inside there. Any witch that lives in the village deserves an offering. That lives in the tree. This is an offering. You should periodically give them something. You are living in the tree. You've left the house for me. You are a good witch. You are living in the tree. You have left the city for me. You are a good witch. Stay in the tree. So the witch that chooses the tree is a kind one. He's afraid. It's fear. It is fear. Say, these people, they will soon kill me. Let's go and hide inside the Iroko tree. Now, you know, business. Oh, hallelujah. Business, though. Church business. We're going to cast out the demons inside the tree. Please, if they told you that, tell them, please, leave them there. Leave them there. You see, if they come out of the tree now, they... you know? He said, when you cast them out, they start seeking where to go. They may just come to my house. If they would want to stay inside the tree, I will leave them there. I will never, ever in my life engage in casting out demons from inside trees. Yes. It's true. But the truth, let's tell the truth, it's unnecessary. The demons inside a tree in a village cannot worry a man who's doing his business in Lagos. What is worrying the man is that he's dishonest. He's a crook. He's a criminal. He's worshipping money. And once you are worshipping money, you will believe anything. That's a matter of fact. Once you are worshipping money, your life is exposed. You remember I said Balaam was going around checking for any angle of exposure from where to release the curses. He didn't find. Those who are always walking in sin. And for men, I feel sorry for them. Let me tell you something. I told you the story once. But no need to give a specific story. There's so many stories in my mind. You see, a lot of men don't understand. They think adultery is about whether you are caught or you are not. I feel sorry for them. Who's talking about whether you are caught? Who has time to be catching you? Even God doesn't have the time. What he does is simply to open a door. Then the devil throws his hook inside there and hooks the man by the stomach. So it goes to the business. He doesn't know. Let me tell you something. A lot of people worshipping the devil don't know that's what they are doing. But that's what they are doing. If you ask them how many people are satanists here, they won't raise up their hands. The man does not know. He goes to work. He's a big chief. He's a deacon in the church. Everybody loves him. That man is very generous. In fact, anytime we call for an offering for anything to do in this house, he's always the first to come forward. And the pastor is spending day and night praying for him, not knowing why his life is not straight. He doesn't know that the man fell for it. That girlfriend he has hidden somewhere. The girl is not a wicked girl. She does not think she's wicked. She's a nice young school girl. But the devil has stayed there. It's called the teaching of Balaam. Whoever wants to destroy him has found a place. That's what the devil does. When he wants to destroy people, he doesn't start with sword and hammer. He starts with temptation. Pressing temptations. And listen, there are things that the devil will never tempt you to do. He tempts you only in the area of your weakness. I want to get my scripture right. 1 Corinthians chapter 7. Paul was speaking there.
Today, I said, you know, last time I said I was going to explain it, I remember I didn't do it. They're talking about the error of Balaam, the teaching of Balaam. That is where the devil has his power. The devil can't just kill a man. He can't. Can't just take a woman and say, I'm going to destroy your life. He can't. I'm not saying he doesn't want to. That's what he's trying to do. He wants to do it. But he said, once he has spoken, twice I have heard this. That what? It belongs to God. The power belongs to God. We preach a lot these days as if the power belongs to the devil. And I mean, I remember, I don't know whether I forwarded the mail to you. Somebody sent it to our mailing group. Kuboko Night. A church in Abuja declared a whole night Kuboko Night. That we are going to Kuboko the devil. For those who don't know the meaning of Kuboko, it is whip, bulala. And they showed the pastor with the whip in his hand. And you know what he said? They put there, please make sure you come with your Kuboko. All night prayer service, whipping the devil. You should know when Satan is reigning in certain places. For information, the devil is not impressed. He will join and be whipping himself together. The pastor is probably a devil himself. He's not afraid of it. Say, tonight, the devil will live your life. All the devils in my life, go, 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 go. In the morning, they now feel tired physically. Say, yes, we have fought and we are won. And the devil just shakes it. Now, wow. Insult. These people, where I joined for prayer service, we were there together. They said they won against me. You know, I've told you severally, the main problem with people is that they don't like the truth. The truth puts a kind of demand upon you. Yeah, it puts pressure on you. So you start asking questions like, as a businessman, you know, there are questions you start asking. Can I do this? Can I do this? That is in the striving for righteousness. It's pressure. Somebody gives you money. You start asking yourself, hey, I work in this place. Is it right to take this money or it is not? Listen, it's good. It shows you are going for righteousness. Are you getting my point? But you see, once you blame the devil, why bother? That's why people like false teachings. It is the devil. It's not me. So please, in the go market, bring me 2 strips of Kuboko. Why? Will they go to church? I've seen people grab the devil like this. I'm locked. They are praying. Honestly, if I were the devil, when I'm depressed, I would go to church. My wife went somewhere recently, somebody was giving her gist of arranged people. They are paid stupid amounts of money, 2,000, 3,000. Yes, they go church. They go church. They told the story of one woman. They caught the woman hiding egg inside her pants. The person didn't know until he entered church. Somebody's here. Somebody's here. The devil has given egg to swallow. Today, he will deliver that egg. And the woman came out to deliver it. I said, oh, you're a thief. I saw you hiding the egg. I saw you. I'm serious. They go carry police, arrest all of them. In Enugu here. You know, for 15 years I've been pregnant and I did not deliver. This night, finally, this egg came out. And the people saw the egg come out, but the woman put it in the toilet behind them. Because people want to be deceived. Yes, it is the devil. Let me tell you the truth. The devil doesn't have any power in your life. That's why I'm going with all of these my stories. You, child of God, he does not have power. There are people that are his friends. They go to shrine together. Are you getting my point? They go to hang out together. And listen, let's talk about temptation a bit. I just remember something about hangout. Be careful the kind of friends you keep. I preached a message here some time ago. Let me give a title to it. I call it the power of communion. When Jesus wanted to strengthen his disciples, what did he do? He gave them what? Communion. When your friends... See, eating in sitting down in 8 hours, that place, in itself is not iniquity. Amen? It's cheer. I've sat there before many times. It's cheer. If you order a bottle of Coke, it's okay. The problem is, who are those on the other tables, the other seats around the table with you? When they divide the suya, this is my body that's going to destroy your family. Take and eat. Then they pour the beer. In the sharing of the cup, you getting my point? They are removing your ability to resist sin. That eating and that drinking is not a problem. Hey, let me, oh God, so many things to say. Was he here last year? I explained to you that Samson, I'll talk about that later. Everybody has energy. What the devil does is to use small, small sins and small, small iniquities to weaken your energy so that the day Delilah comes, the person has nothing left again. Let me not go into that now. But my point again is that the devil has no power. That's why he's always tempting. Temptation is all the power he has. Temptation. Temptation. It is when we have fallen into temptation. People say that God does not judge the Christian. It is not in the Bible. It is not in the Bible. What he did for the Christian is to give him the blood of Jesus to cleanse away all his iniquity, so that if he walks by himself or by herself into sin, confesses that sin, he is faithful, God is faithful, and just to forgive and to cleanse of all unrighteousness. It is not as if he overlooks. The person confesses and walks out of it. That's why Paul said, am I telling you to continue sin that grace may abound? Are you getting what I'm going to explain? Because sometimes people talk as if, no, God, listen, the power belongs to God. It does not belong to the devil. The devil is always looking for room in your life. That's why I said, don't give him room. And what I'm explaining today is the kind of room that the devil wants and that we may give him. The only thing he wants is for us to walk with him into that temptation. I said something to us last time, that Jesus didn't just live above sin because he was a son of God, but because he understood the spiritual techniques for walking above sin. And that prayer, that power for the Christian is what is called prayer. When he said, let us draw near to the throne of grace that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in the time of need. That time of need is the time of temptation. I won't talk about it today, but please, go and listen to that message. Overcoming evil, or the fear of evil. It's a spiritual warfare series or spiritual something series. A few years ago. It's out there in the collection. It is prayer. I'll talk about it later. Maybe not today. What I'm just trying to emphasize is that Christians, the devil has no power over you. Let me quickly go into it again. Ancestral curses. You've heard it so many times. In their village, you know, Christians, we talk. Be careful how you talk. God is listening. When they wanted to tempt Job, what did they say? Let's hear what he will say. You go and buy a book. They tell you, before you marry, find out whether the girl's grandmother was a witch. Find out whether the boy's grandfather was a Dibia. Were there idol worshippers in their ancestry? Somebody will be asking you to ask a black man, an African, whether the great-grandfather was an idol worshipper. Please, no, you are not getting what I'm saying. You want to marry. They say, ask the girl whether her grandfather was an idol worshiper. African. If her grandfather was an idol worshiper, at least they feared God in the village. You should have been afraid if none of them worshipped anything. This is Africa. That's what I'm saying. Everybody. My name until I became an adult was an idol's name. Yes. You see my name now, Pastor Bankole Olushina. That was not the name my father bore. His father did not give him that name. That's the name I invented as a Christian. There's no big deal about it. I'm just an African. I remember after my dad passed on, after the funeral, they called an extended family meeting. That was my first time I've attended such meeting in my life. One of my uncles, because I have a cousin who's a big pastor, big man, you know, not named now, but well respected, senior fellow in Akurede. Apparently, he had been doing some things that people did not agree with. So they now called me, and they must have heard, they said, oh, this is the Pastor Banky boy, all right. They were not explaining this. I'm going somewhere. He was not explaining to me that I shouldn't think that we are the first Christians. What have I said now that is making you warn me ahead of time? He gave me the history that it was in this family that they first burnt idols in this our place. That they started Christianity here. So me and my cousin cannot come and tell everybody now how to be a Christian. I'm going somewhere. He was telling me, in effect, we were all idol worshippers. And the name my father bore till he died, the family name, his surname, was a reflection of that. I grew up as a believer. I said, no. They said, whose likeness and whose inscription is this? They said, Caesar's. He said, give to Caesar that which belongs to Caesar. I said, if I don't belong to Ogun, why should I bear his name? People say it doesn't matter. Maybe to you it does not matter. But they say, whose likeness and whose description is this? That is, whose I'm bearing the name. It should dictate, it should tell you who I'm serving. Or at least, at worst, let it be neutral. So my name is Mr. John Bull. You know, it doesn't have any meaning. John and Bull. Mr. John had a bull. So, but if he has a meaning, he has to have a godly meaning. What am I emphasizing? This is Africa. We all came out of idolatrous background. It has not conferred any special advantage of deliverance on you. Are you getting my point? That's not why we pastors should now gather and say, you see, this boy, his great-grandfather was a DBA. Let's now deliver him. The pastor's great-grandfather was a murderer. The apostle's great-grandfather was a village priest. The other one, the murderer, was a witch. It's true. They have not been delivered. What gives them the right to deliver anybody? I hope you are getting what I'm saying. Pastor Van Kaye said, we don't need deliverance. We do. We all found it in Christ Jesus. If any man is in Christ, his great-grandfather was never a DBA. All things are passed away. Behold, every single thing about him has become new. The first message I preached this year, I titled the fight of faith. This is the fight of faith for you to accept it. Listen, what happens a lot of times, people start looking for excuses for their problems. Instead of going to the word of God to use prophecies to solve their problems. You know, if you read my book, it will be out in a few days. Should I say yes? You know, there are questions that are just silly. Listen, I want to grab something here. I said something in that book. You go and pray. A woman, three men are asking, marry me, marry me, marry me. Pray, which one is the will of God? What the girl is saying is this, which one will be rich? No, that's the prayer point. The will of God is which one will make money. I'm going somewhere. Marriage is not an escape from poverty. A child of God doesn't marry a man that will make her rich. Of course, a man will be mad to even think about it in the first place, whether it's an unbeliever or not. You know, I'm going somewhere. I'm saying that. What is the way out of poverty? The word of God. I love Jabez. There's one book, The Prayer of Jabez. Read that book. I love Jabez because Jabez did not sow a seed for his breakthrough. I love Jabez because nobody delivered Jabez for him to break through. I love Jabez because nobody prophesied upon him for him to break through. I love Jabez because he took the words of Jesus yet unspoken and he went to the Father, bowed his head. Oh, that you will bless me indeed. I'm not looking for blessing from my own power. Oh, that you will bless me indeed. I'm not looking for blessing from my own strength. Oh, that you will bless me indeed. If you pray that prayer, that same God is still answering it till today. What hinders his hand is, we finish praying. Oh, that you will bless me indeed. Then you leave the place. Say, Lord, I hope this man has money to bless me indeed. That prayer is nullified on the spot. I hope you are feeling what I'm saying. We finish the prayer. Oh, that you might bless me indeed. They will start saying that, Lord, you know, if I don't go to America, I will never be blessed. God said, your prayer was, oh, that America might bless me indeed. Do you get the point I'm making? You know what I'm saying? Deliverance from ancestral problems was effected in Christ Jesus. And the word of God, are you getting my point? Is the power that breaks us out of whatever was holding us back. Not the laying on of hands to bring away demons that are not in your life. Get my point? Your problem in life is the emptiness of the word of God, not the ancestral spirit. That's what I'm trying to get to. People are looking for escape from things that don't have any power to deliver them. They are looking for escape from places where they are not even bound. People come and say, I think I have a problem. Then they tell you problems that you, they are asking for prayer from, have seen worse things. Are you getting what I'm saying? I think a brother came to me once, he said, I'm not experiencing this blessing. I said, come, what's the problem? He told me a few things. I said, you know, I should actually bring a belt and beat you. Why? I said, you're talking like a spoiled child. You never see trouble. My friend, go away. Because you started two businesses, it collapsed. They now come and tell you, there are the unbanded spirits around your home. They have said, you will not prosper. Let me tell you the truth. The devil has said about you every time that you will not prosper. So it's not news. Listen, the devil wakes up every morning and he goes to God and says, you won't prosper. You won't. So it's not news. I told you last time, there's not news for somebody to come and tell you that there are people who don't like you. If you meet me after, I can give you a list of people I know that don't like you. Every Boko Haram member does not like you. What more do you need? You have enough enemies there. Do you get my point? So don't worry about that. They said, they have said that you will not prosper. Listen, the devil said you will not prosper. I can guarantee you he said so. So don't worry about it. What is more important is that Jesus said you will prosper. What is more important is that God said you will prosper. Therefore, he blessed you with every spiritual blessing in heavenly places. When people don't realize that, they interpret every little obstruction in their lives, all right, as a sign that man was right too, that the witches are against me. That's what I'm explaining to you. It's a lie. The righteous man of a necessity must fall 7 times. Do you get what I'm saying? The righteous man falls how many times? 7. But did the Lord give up on him because of that? The Bible says the Lord still raises him up. I wish he had said that the evil man falls 7 times. They will say you are the evil man. But he says the righteous man, so you are in good company. He falls how many times? 7 times. It's not a sign that he's cursed by anybody. There are many reasons why you will stumble in life. Many reasons. The most predominant, the most common one is called ignorance. You must learn. You must learn. You must learn. You will look, there's only one way you will know, one method by which you will know some things are not right, by your trying it. So it doesn't mean you are cursed, it just means you use a method that's not right. Sometimes there's what is called the trial of your faith. You say, this is the right thing to do. You do what is right and you lose everything. It's called what? The trial of your faith. It is not at all a sign that you are cursed. I don't want to start it now, but let me just say this so I can close. In Christ Jesus, you have been delivered with all deliverances necessary. The major problem with Christians, he said, my people perish for lack of knowledge. Worse than lack of knowledge is the rejection of the truth. If you don't know, you don't know. But what is worse is when somebody doesn't know, you are trying to teach him and he says no. Either he's listening and says, no, I won't agree, or he says, I don't have the time to go and learn. Believe me, that is the major problem in our lives. It is not the devil. Listen, all the devil tries to do, I'm still talking on the schemes, but I haven't finished it. It just went the way it went today. I said he deceives. All right? He tempts. I've been talking about that temptation. Today I spent time to explain why how Balaam went around that obstacle when he found out that he couldn't curse the people of Israel. He did the only thing the devil knows how to do, temptation. So he told Balak, this is how you do it. Are you getting my point? Listen, I've emphasized to you again. I teach only Christians. Any unbeliever that hears what I'm saying and runs away, the witches will share him for breakfast. Yeah, I'm serious. If you refuse to give your life to Christ, you now go to the show and say, hey, you can't do me anything. They will do you something while you're watching. They will do you something. Go and ask the 7 sons of Sceva. You will know. So I come here in the name of the Jesus Christ that Pastor Mike was talking about yesterday. He said, hey, come closer. While you are watching, they will be sharing your eyes, using to make omelette. And you are watching. So don't, what I'm saying is I'm talking to who? Believers. I'm saying that in Christ Jesus, the devil cannot do anything to you. I am saying that in Christ Jesus, there is no problem in your life that's caused by the devil. None. I'm saying that in Christ Jesus, you can resist the devil and he will flee. Next time, I'll continue what I wanted to continue, which is talking about what the devil, the next thing he does, he steals. As I said last time, I don't know why I didn't just go into it today. The major thing the devil wants to take from you is the word. The devil will say that, there are things we say in Christianity and it's good, it's exciting for young people. All the jobs you lost last year, this year, you're going to get 3 times jobs. It's good. If I was there, to me, I would shout, amen, amen, amen. It's good exercise. You got to lose weight one way or the other. Go to church. Amen. Let me tell you the truth. The devil doesn't want your job. Doesn't want your money. Doesn't want your wife. Can't marry her. Doesn't want your children. He can't raise them. Are you getting my point? Doesn't want any material thing you have. Only one thing he wants. That word that was planted inside this young woman's heart, we have to take it. That's it. Listen, it's the only thing he's looking for. Listen, what I want to tell you is not supposed to scare you, but to let you know the importance of the word of God. The devil calls meeting on your head. Do you get my point? They listen, they will come and say, guys. He said, where is Ijobon? Ijobon say, I'm around here. Where is Agbako? Agbako say, I'm here. You understand my point? They call each other. Say, sit down. You heard? Emeka has been going for Bible studies. So, Bonasuasiamu. So, what are we going to do? Is he listening? He said, initially, I thought he was not listening. But yesterday, I went for one party where he came to. When I heard him talk, I knew there was an issue. He has been listening. The principality will look and say, so what are we going to do? All the armed robbery spirits they have is coming after that word. I'm telling you, they will scheme. And listen, I don't want to start it now. They will send your father. They will. Go and read it. They sent Peter to Jesus Christ. When he said, get behind me, Satan. That was what's going on. They had to steal the word. He said, sacrifice an offering you have not desired. A body that has prepared for me. That was the word he was walking by. Then one day he got up and said, I must be sacrificed. Peter said, no! For where? We will die for you. We won't let it happen to you. Jesus turned around instantly and understood that this is a machination of the devil. He said, get behind me, Satan. They wanted to steal that word. There are different ways to steal the word. I gave an example last time. They will give you the kind of prosperity that you were not planning for. It's emergency. He's about to go for Bible study. Give him a job. How long has he been looking for it? 8 months. The very month you make that commitment to start studying the word of God, they'll give you a job that requires that very hour. Of all the hours in the week, be suspicious. Be very suspicious. He steals the word. He gives somebody powerfully. God has, you know, the person has heard the word, as about to take a stand like this. You know, remember what I said then? Life starts asking, has God really said? Remember I started by talking about the fight of faith. That is a fight we have. We don't have a fight against the devil. What he wants is to do what? Steal the word. He comes not but to steal. Once he has stolen the word, then he now acquires the power to kill and destroy. If he can't take that word, he can't do any other thing. All the fight in the life of Job, none was for his money. All the fight in the life of Job, none was for his property. Every fight was so that Job would open his mouth and deny God. And that one, Job said, "Na lie. If you like, even if God himself kills me, as he's killing me, I'll still be telling him thank you." He said, though he slays me, yet I will trust him. That is this world, though, nobody is taking it. I'm holding it tight. Listen, that's the fight. Listen, that's what the devil is fighting. And don't worry. The witches in the village, they have no power over any man, any woman that has not lost the word in his or her life. The only problem in the life of the Christian is the emptiness of the word of God. That is, when she doesn't have the word inside, that appears as if the devil is strong. The devil is never strong in your life. I have talked like this. I hope I made sense. Let's give the Lord thanks. We're blessed today. Say, Father, we thank you. We thank you for the power of your word. We thank you. We thank you because your word indeed is good.